Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Cleveland, which put out the welcome mat for Republicans this week and also welcomes refugees, thousands. But more important, Cleveland is one of the most successful cities in settling refugees. Just 8% of the city's refugees are still on public assistance after 2 years. That's lower than the national average. And 73% of refugees in Cleveland have jobs after 2 years. Take Mohammed, helping a customer at Shaker Beauty Supply in Cleveland Heights.
How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Mohammed is a Muslim Syrian refugee. He came to Cleveland in March. He still has family there and doesn't want us to use his full name. But in Syria, he worked in a legal office, was training to be a lawyer when the office closed because of the violence. We spoke through interpreter Mark Rodney.
When I lost my job, I sat in the house for a while, and there began to be more violence in the area. So the Syrian army came to the neighborhood that we lived in, and we weren't able to go outside because of the resistance people that were there. After the there were bombings in our area, people from outside came to our neighborhood. So I went to Jordan and requested to be a refugee there. I was in Jordan for 4 years and then was accepted as a refugee and then was brought to America. And thank God I was here. I'm able to have a job and to express my opinion freely without any problems. Here in America, I feel like I'm a human.
So grateful to be here. You've also been hearing, though, a lot of the language in the presidential campaign, including the Republican candidate, would bar you from coming into this country. Your thoughts as you're hearing that conversation and that debate?
طبعاً أنا أحب كل المواطنين الأمريكيين ما بكره السيد ترامب لكن السيد ترامب عنده بعض العنصرية.
Of course, I love the American people, and I hope that Mr. Donald Trump would not end up leading this country, a country where people love democracy and freedom, and I prefer Hillary Clinton to be the leader.
And you're allowed to have that opinion here. But what would you say to Americans who are afraid? They see the attacks overseas. They see the attacks here perpetrated by people who might have been inspired by ISIS. They are afraid. They see attacks made by Muslims. They think Muslims hate Americans, and they want to ban Muslims.
الفكر المتطرف أو الإرهاب ما له محصور بالمسلمين.
So the idea of extremism or terrorism is not within the scope of Islam. ISIS is against Islam. They're not Muslims. All of the people in Syria hate ISIS. They're killing a lot of people in Syria, so the Syrian people really don't like ISIS.
And what do you think, as you watch the political process unfold? We have a convention here this week, a convention the week after. You're watching the American democracy at work. What do you think about it?
It's great that Americans can express their opinion, and if they were afraid, they wouldn't be able to express those opinions. If I were restricted from expressing my opinion, I wouldn't be able to do this interview right now, so it's great to have that freedom in America.
And what is your hope? What's his goal?
Well, بصراحة أنا أول ما
So when I first heard that I was accepted as a refugee, my first thought was that I want to finish my studies, which is international law.
Do you plan on becoming an American citizen?
Yes, I want to be an American citizen, and I will be an American citizen. I'm treating this land like it's mine, and I want to be a participating citizen in the future. I feel very sad, of course, like anyone would, leaving my country. I hope that the war could end today, but it seems like it's going to continue. I feel sad about that, but at the same time, I'm very happy and comfortable here and thankful.
So, why does Mohammed stand such a good chance of succeeding? Well, for one thing, there are more than a dozen refugee agencies in Ohio, but they work together with teams that go search out jobs, and they find willing employers. Danielle Drake is with one of the agencies, Us Together.
The refugees here do a lot better. They are employed quicker, usually within 5 months, way above the national average. And I think it speaks a lot to how welcoming our city is.
How do you square that with the attitude of a huge chunk of the electorate now that, you know, refugees, immigrants are a burden?
This is the land of immigrants, so clearly I think immigrants are not a burden. They built this country with their blood, sweat, and tears. So I think anyone that says immigrants and refugees are a burden has never truly spent time with an immigrant or a refugee and does not see what they're doing to make this country better.
Well, and but just give us some stats to back that up when it comes to Cleveland.
We actually did an economic impact study in 2012 and found that our return on investment on refugee resettlement is 10 to 1. So for every single dollar that my agency or another agency spends on refugees, they're putting $10 back into the local economy by paying taxes, working, buying houses, buying cars, and starting small businesses.
Then there's the other concern, and it's being expressed this week at the Republican convention. Burden on the economy is one thing, but security issue is another, especially when it comes to Muslims. You resettled Mohammed and others. What do you tell Clevelanders about why they should not be afraid of Muslims coming to the U.S. from places like Syria, where Mohammed came from, where there is ISIS, there is a reborn al-Qaeda?
I think that the truth is the best thing to educate people with. Refugees go through a 13-point security and background screening. Refugees from the Middle East go through additional security screenings that refugees from other countries maybe don't have to go through. So if someone is looking to harm our country, they're not coming through the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program. They're just not. Some people wait 18 to 20 years to get into this country as a refugee.
And just talk about Mohammed. You know, we have the language barrier, but I saw his face light up when he talked about being here. He talked about his work. And he's somebody who was studying law, and now he's, this is a great store, but now he's stocking beauty supplies.
His story is very similar to what I see every day. We resettle refugees that have PhDs, that were doctors, that were lawyers, that work as sales clerks and drive trucks. And they are maybe not happy that they have to, you know, lose all of that education or that it doesn't transfer, but they're willing to take any job. I have one Iraqi refugee client that him and his wife both had PhDs. His English was not at that level that he could teach in a university here when he first arrived, but he worked on his English, he practiced, he drove a truck for 2 years, and now he's teaching Arabic classes at a local university.
Do you see some irony that the RNC is here in Cleveland, which has one of the most successful refugee settlement programs in the country?
Yes. I think it does open up opportunities to educate people and to go out and talk about why refugees are good for the city and the country.
Have you tried to maybe talk directly with RNC members? Come see our program.
I personally have not.
How many refugees have you settled here? And I'm assuming they are largely Muslim from war-torn countries right now.
We actually resettle refugees from all over the world. So we're still resettling Bhutanese refugees that have lived in camps in Nepal since 1991. We resettle many, many refugees from sub-Saharan Africa, as well as the Middle East, Afghanistan, Syria, and Iraq. The city of Cleveland welcomes over 800 refugees each year. And then we think that we have an additional 100 to 200 secondary migrants. So those are refugees that get resettled in another city, hear how great and welcoming Cleveland is, how affordable our rents are, and then they move to Cleveland. So maybe around 1,000 a year are coming.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. It is, but it's not. You know, in the 70s and the 80s, the U.S. welcomed over 250,000 refugees every year, and now we're only doing 85,000.
And that, I'm sure, included post-Vietnam.
Correct. Yeah. And we did it safely, without any issues, without any security issues. So clearly we can do it again.
Danielle Drake of the Ohio Refugee Resettlement Agency, Us Together. We also spoke with Mohammed, a recent refugee from Syria, already working at Shaker Beauty Supply in Cleveland Heights, as we look at some of the issues of the campaign as they play out here in Cleveland.